Hello, my friends. So we're going to come into a seated posture for this one. And if it's very difficult for you, you're also welcome to lay down. But for this one, I prefer for you to sit up to be more alert so that you can be able to observe your body a bit more. When you're laying down, it's a bit harder to stay focused. It's easier to fall into sleep. So for this one, if you can, to sit up straight. If not, that's also okay. Just know the tendencies that can happen. So shifting your weight onto your sit bones in a cross-legged comfortable position, any position that you feel most comfortable in. You can sit on a block or on a cushion or on a pillow, anything that will help stabilize you. If you lift the hips a bit up and tilt your pelvis forward so that your sit bones are kind of like on the edge of the seat and the ground, that's where you're able to balance longer for a longer period of time. So straightening up the spine, shifting your head onto your sit bones, and gently relaxing your hands, either facing palms upwards or downwards on your knees. Elbows are slightly bent, and just relaxed in this posture with chest up, spine up, chin parallel to the ground. And with your eyes open here, slowly begin to focus on your inhales and exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. You can make a little sound too if you like. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. One more time. Inhale through your nose. And on the exhale, close your eyes and then resume to a nostril breathing, closing your mouth. Slowly begin to draw your attention to your inner body, bringing your senses inward. Drawing out all your outer attention, letting it go. It will still be there when you open your eyes later on, so just detach yourself in the next couple minutes. And continue to focus on your breath in a regular pace, natural rhythm, and slowly bring your attention to the tip of the crown of your head, and slowly begin to scan down your body, not getting stuck anywhere, just moving gently down, scanning the eyes, nose, mouth, ears, neck, collarbone, shoulders, chest, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, fingers, hands, starting from the pinky, go all the way to your thumb, rib cage, solar plexus, stomach, belly button, reproductive regions, hip, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, toes. Just observe anywhere that may be feeling a bit tense or blocked. Just focus your loving attention in that area with your breath. Breathing into it with an inhale. And on the exhale, kind of just like a window, it blowing in and out of that blocked region. And just really focusing on that area and just sending it loving energy. Not going into any story, not asking why is this, why is that, but just sending it love. And feel into this posture, into this blocked energy. If you don't have anywhere in particular that you would like to focus on, you can always bring your attention on the heart center. Bring your attention back to your breath. Just resting your attention there. And begin to count your breath with inhale, counting one. Exhale, counting two. Inhale, counting three. Exhale, four. And counting up to 10. And then rest in that silence. Once you've reached 10. Once you reach to 10, you can bring the focus of your attention in between your eyebrows, a little in between above your nose, and just kind of gaze upwards as your eyes are closed. It's kind of like in yoga, this is like piercing through the third eye. You can also bring your attention to the crown of your head, which is the aspect, the part of the body in which we connect with the divine. You're most welcome to choose either of these or pick any other focus, physical focus on your body. It could be the tip of your nose where you breathe as well, on your upper lip. Anywhere that you feel comfortable resting your attention, or your heart center as well. We keep the attention here so that we can allow our soul to be free. It's kind of like we're tying like a knot in between a physical thing so that we can roam freely into the spiritual realm. It also helps our body to stay grounded so that we are free to go inward and explore. And as you're breathing, notice how your body is completely relaxed, feeling secure, loved in this space, filled with support on all sides, above your head, below your feet, on your left, on your right, and all in between. As you breathe here, pose a question in your mind, something you've always wanted to know, something you've never understood before, but are open to receiving answers now. Pose the question in your mind in full sentence, and then leave ample silence while continuously focusing on your breath and just observing what arises. If your question has not been answered yet, no worries. Just try posing it again, allowing the mind to focus time and time again on this question. Not needing to repeat itself too much, but if you notice that your mind has lost focus, then gently bring it back and ask again. It's like reaffirming to God and letting Him know that you are indeed open and receptive to receiving these answers. And if your answer has come, pose another question if you like, asking deeper. Repeat the question again. And feel your whole inner world be imbued entirely, focused, open, receptive, in wanting to know the answer of this question. You may stay in this process as long as you like, as long as you've had all the answers that you've wished for. But also know that if the answers have not come, perhaps they will come in a few days, later on that day, or even in your dream. And make a conscious decision in your mind that you will remain open to the answers that you wish to know, regardless of how God chooses to show them to you, being detached of any form in which you would like. Of course, being able to let him know how you would like to see it, but then ultimately surrendering it to him and to showing you how he sees best.